actually hear when it...
Well, see what it is, you get that, and then if you got a holler piece, you can hear it and gives you a fair indication that it's holler. And that's where you often pick how you pick them up. Just because you're going by the tapping through the things. Well, it's actually since the last 2 years where we've actually had all that rain, they have really kicked off. They've got enough moisture in the ground now so they can get out and about and have parties in people's houses.
So it does make a difference when there's rain about.
Yeah, a lot of difference, yeah. And actually it's the stormy weather when you often see all them flying ants in the sky. That is normally termites shifting. That's how they split colonies and that, and they fly. It's got to be same temperature as what their nest is, which is an average around 27 to 30 degrees.
We've noticed in our house that we can pick up, if we keep a pretty close eye, sort of some bubbly marks on the paint, and then when you tap it, you can sort of get the sense that it's hollow. What other things should people be looking for in and around their houses?
Well, is that there, your blister of your paint, your little mud trails up the walls, that sort of stuff. But the main thing with the house is try not to have any gardens or sleepers or anything too close to the house, which will start attracting them.
Do you find that people that live in timber houses are a little bit wary and have got a good idea what to look out for and are vigilant?
Well, there's a bit of a range. People who've had the termites before are pretty vigilant, as we know what you are like, but there's other people who don't even know they've got termites until they go to wash the wall or lean on the wall and fall through it. Whereas one house down Blackall, they thought it had a mouldy spot in the gyprock, so they went to wash and it was termites eating the gyprock even.
Treatment, you don't actually have to then go searching for a nest, do you?
No, the chemical we use will, they will take it back to the nest and will take the nest out. Sometimes some species have got like the main nest and they'll have 20 or 30 sub-nests, so it'll take months and months, if not years, to take that whole colony right out.
And can you ever spot a termite nest, or are most of them under the ground?
They're nearly always under the ground. We find the odd one in walls in houses, which people don't like.
How long does it take for them to do some really serious damage, or does that depend on the temperature?
Well, in the cooler months, they don't work as much, as fierce. Say in summer, if the mastos, which are the big fellas, they get into a standard-sized house, you know, three and a half months, you might as well bulldozer through it.
And what about these smaller ones that we found today? What are they called?
Those ones are coptotermes.
And do they take a bit longer to do serious bulldozer-type damage?
Yeah, they seem to take a little bit longer. But once again, normally where these are smaller, there's normally a lot more of them, so there's little bites but a lot more of them. So sometimes they can do the same amount of damage in the same time. Being winter now, they'll be starting to, they'll be quietening down a little bit. Always be your lookout for them. And then don't touch them, get someone to come in and treat them.
What about newer houses where they're sort of brick on the ground but they have a timber structure in the ceiling in that? Are those houses still vulnerable?
Well, just about anything's vulnerable for termites, especially the mastos. They'll try anything and everything. And I've even seen the little fellas eating plasterboard and that sort of stuff in houses, so they'll try anything. But any of the newer houses now with the bricks have normally got a termite barrier fitted in when they've been done to protect the houses. A lot of them we've put what we call home guard in under the base plate of the walls to stop termites getting in.
So what are some of the tricks and some of the things that you see that are a big no-no?
Yeah, well, a lot of them is like the side shed house, we decide to build in underneath, put concrete down, got joints, they put a wall straight over across the joint with no termite protection. Next thing, the termites are straight in, they got a free ride straight into the house. As for all new houses, well, that's council laws, by laws, must have termite protection. When we're just doing home renovations, they seem to forget that. And next thing they know, they've got termites in there, and that's the biggest problem.
So do people generally think when they've got concrete down that they're safe? Because, you know, in our situation here, they've come in underneath a big slab of concrete.
Yeah, that issue. Well, see, termites can make a nest under your slab, but they can't come straight through the concrete. But wherever you've got a joint or wherever your posts are going through the concrete, you'll have a crack or an easy access for them to come through. All posts should be treated with stuff to stop them coming up.